This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a free night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the 5-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Baby, Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That's Perez. Big show. How you doing?
Oh my God. You know, I like to end the year strong, and we are going out with a bang, let me tell you. Not just today. I have a feeling our Thursday show, you know, when you're done stuffing your face, if you live in the United States, listen to our Thursday podcast. I have too much stuff to talk about today, so much so that I'm saving some really good stuff for our second show. I will be talking about Justin Timberlake, of course. We will be getting to the American Music Awards, definitely. But first, since it's my fucking show, I need to let everybody know my new song is out! Ah!
Right, there's a reason never to listen to it, but okay.
I am so excited about it. The song I will not play right now. I want to save that for Thursday. Booker has not heard it. So I want to get his honest, true initial reaction to my song. We'll do that later in the week, but I'll tell you a little bit about it. First of all, I've actually released legitimate songs before. I was on a song with the Venga Boys. Do you remember them?
Mm-hmm.
We like to party. We like to party. I was on a song mm-hmm. that they did called Rocket to Uranus. Silly and fun. I did a song... I did a song with this guy named Larry T. He and I did a song together called My Penis. I did a song with DJ Scribble. You remember DJ Scribble?
I do, from MTV.
Yeah, exactly. I did a song with him that was a remake of Money, Success, Fame, Glamour, that song from the Party Monster soundtrack. I've done a couple of three or four Christmas songs on compilation recordings with Broadway people. So, you know, I've released music that's available, and I'm not taking this as a joke. The song's called OK Boomer. This is not something that I'm just putting up on YouTube. This is a real release with a company that has helped me get this song everywhere. So you guys can enjoy it or hate listen to it wherever you stream music. I will be happy with either response if people either genuinely like it or love to hate it. I'm good. I just want people listening to it and talking about it I'm sure you've heard the expression, okay, boomer, right?
Never.
Oh, let me explain it to you. I don't even want to mention it because I don't want people to think I'm going to go on a thing about it. I'm not. I literally am just going to mention it in context. One of the things that many people started telling me when I joined TikTok was okay, boomer. And it's basically a dismissive way for young people, kids, to shut up older folks. Yeah, I'm 41, almost 42.
I get it. Like baby boomer.
But you don't even have to be a baby boomer. Like literally anybody above the age of 30 basically is a boomer in their eyes. So whenever I posted a video that they didn't like, or if I left a comment on somebody else's TikTok, or in any way, if I did something that they did not approve of, they would say, okay, boomer. So there's this catchphrase now that obviously it's not gone super mass yet because you didn't know about it, but it's popular enough that you experienced it. People called you okay, boomer.
Yeah.
So the song is my response to those people. Like, yeah, I may be old, but I still go boom every day, okay, bitch? I'm still Perez Hilton. I'm still fabulous. And I love it because I came up with the concept. I co-wrote the song. I worked with real songwriters and producers. In fact, one of the guys worked with an A-list superstar this year. And I'm very proud of it. And I'm having fun creating content to promote it. And I hope that everybody listening at least checks it out. So that's that.
Okay.
Booker will check it out live on our show later this week. And I will not talk anything else about my personal life, even though other things are good, because I want to get to the good stuff. Do you have anything you want to share in 60 seconds or less?
Happy birthday to my girlfriend.
Oh.
It's her birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday. How old is she? 35?
Mm,
33. That's around the time like she's starting to think about kids if she wants to have kids.
We could start the show now.
Yeah, because, you know, there's an actual biological clock that ticks.
We could start the f***ing show now.
Something just happens when you turn 33. Because 33 is not 31 or 32 anymore.
I thought you said there were a lot of stories we needed to get to.
Well, they are. I said I wasn't going to talk about myself anymore. I didn't say I wasn't going to talk about you anymore.
Nobody f***ing cares. Come on.
All right. Okay, fine.
Enough of your prodding.
Fine. As a segue to getting to Justin Timberlake, I just want to address, because some people I think are expecting me to, and you got into some controversy over our statements that mainly I made last week about Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah.
And I stand behind everything I said. I don't think I said anything incorrect. He doesn't have a lot of hits. His first ever song that was released, Sign of the Times, that song did chart well, but it came and went. It evaporated as soon as it debuted on the Billboard Hot 100 because it just didn't have legs. It wasn't a radio song. It wasn't a song that resonated with the masses. His fans may have loved it and continue to love it, but all I was saying was it's wild that he's selling out arenas without hits. And I doubt that that would be the case if he wasn't in One Direction. And his fans, I think, this show is all about our opinion. They are, and this is not even a think, I know. This is a fact. His fans are, I would say, 90% female, most of whom fancy him, most of whom think he's ridiculously good looking, which he is, and many of them imagine themselves dating him or sleeping with him or marrying him.
Well, they're all 1D fans. That's all that they are.
Yeah, that kind of grip, that kind of control, that kind of allure over women is very powerful. And let me tell you, these fans are hardcore. Harry Styles fans are almost as hardcore as like BTS fans.
They came at us pretty good.
Yeah.
I laughed it off. Well, it got to the point, and I'll share a little of this, just a little bit, but it went beyond the fans. It went to the business side of things where it got back to me. And let's just say I had to, provide some proof. you know what I'm saying? So, we got in trouble for that one. But
well, I did it. You did.
Yeah, I didn't really. I just had to, the facts were being collected and I could have gotten in trouble, but I didn't say anything. All I did was say that I hadn't heard the song. The name sounds silly. It does.
Watermelon Sugar.
Look, musically, I like the song. I do. I think the lyrics are kind of silly, but come at me. What do I care?
I thank them, though. I love attention. We know this. Mm-hmm. Positive mm-hmm. or negative.
I liked it, too. I told you that I liked it as well. I thought it was kind of funny because I didn't say anything. And yet people were still coming at me, too. So whatever.
All right. Let's get to what many people want to hear from us about. And what I really, really, really want to talk about. Especially because, you know what? Now that I did this. Actually, it's a great thing that I put Harry Styles first, because had I not done that, I would not have had a light bulb moment go off, which is, we're talking about Justin Timberlake. I'll give you a 5-second context and then I'll really get into it in a second. Basically, he was seen in New Orleans on a allegedly boozy night out, holding hands underneath a table with a co-star of his. Okay, that's the synopsis. I'll get more into it in a second, but what's fascinating is, now that I put that after Harry, and having seen the response by so many people on social media, it makes more sense. I for sure thought that the overwhelming majority of women were going to be very against what Justin Timberlake did. Mm-hmm. And shockingly, I don't think that's the case. Mm-hmm. I would say it's maybe evenly split, with like 50% thinking it's bad and 50% thinking it's not so bad. And I think mm-hmm. the reason why is because those 50% that think it's not so bad are probably women of a certain age who've loved Justin Timberlake since he was an NSYNC, just like Harry Styles fans love him. And I'm seeing so many women on social media justify his behavior and come up with all sorts of excuses and conspiracy theories. Like, oh, mm-hmm. they were filming. No, they weren't. Okay. They were not filming for the movie when that all went down. He was covertly caught by the paparazzi. And I'll just backtrack now. Okay. Now I'll give you the full context. As we know, Justin Timberlake is a married man. He has been for many years to Jessica Biel. They have a child together. What many of our listeners may not know, and what you may not know, Booker, is mm-hmm. that Justin Timberlake has a reputation in Hollywood.
Well, I think I did know that.
Oh, okay. You knew. Ladies and gentlemen, he has a reputation of being a cheater. I'm getting heated already. This is a reputation that has persisted into his marriage. I don't know if y'all remember, but I fucking remember. I'm Perez Hilton, bitch. I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, there were even rumors of him and a backup dancer. A backup dancer whom I should motherfucking add looks a lot like his new film co-star. Let's just say he has a type. Or basically, he's just a horny guy, okay? Anyways, he's filming this new movie in New Orleans. And going back to what I said, I'm like, my brain is racing. Going back to what I said a second ago, I've even seen some Justin Timberlake fans coming up with conspiracy theories that it's all fake to promote this movie. People, that would make sense if we were getting soon and close to the film's premiere, but they're currently filming it. It's not coming out for a long ass time. This is not mm-hmm. some stunt to promote the movie that's coming out in 2020 or 2021, all right? Mm-hmm. So they're currently filming on a night out after they were done filming, or maybe they were off that day. He and a bunch of his colleagues, it wasn't a solo one-on-one date, went to this bar. He was seen on video drinking. I've analyzed, watched, pored over that footage. I don't want to say for sure because I don't want to get sued. But it seems to me in my expert analysis that his appearance came across to me as being shit-faced drunk. Like,
you think?
Like,
what a revelation.
Well, no. But I don't want to say he was, because that's a fact that we don't know for sure.
I don't think anyone's going to sue you over that one.
I don't know.
I think he's hoping that more people say how shithoused he was. That's what he wants people to say at this point, I would imagine.
Well, a little pause in our story before we get back to it. I think you might get a chuckle out of this because this is so me. I got so pissed because one of my British sources told me about this. But I thought it was going to break on Sunday and not Saturday. And Saturday, as soon as I found out about it, like, I was literally heading out the door. I took my kids to a hockey game. So I got this scoop and I sat on it because I wanted to do a video, because I wanted to be able to monetize my scoop, thinking it was going to break on Sunday and not super late Saturday night. That doesn't happen, by the way. Huge stories like this, like, that's based on photo or video, it's not somebody getting arrested, it won't break on a Saturday at night. Like, it'll break maybe Sunday morning or even Monday or Tuesday, whatever. So I came back and I saw it had broken and I was a little deflated, whatever. I got my video up anyways. And then somebody from New York tried calling me, and I never answer my phone if I don't know the number. And then I got a text message that it was Justin Timberlake's publicist.
Oh my.
I should read you verbatim. Let me read you verbatim our exchange.
Here we go.
Hi, is this Perez? This is blank from blank blank, trying to reach you, but not sure if this is the correct number. Me. Hi, what's up? Can you call me about JT? They said. Tried to call you just now. Then I said, don't really care to.
Don't really care to, all right.
Then they said, really? Then I said, but happy to include any statement you have. Really? The Sun is reporting. Us Weekly is reporting. There are photos. There is video. Don't know what spin you could possibly try. Seems like a call would be a waste of my time. But very happy to include any statement on the record or off. I always want to do everything by the law, and I do, but the law is on my side here, and the photos and evidence and reporting. Hope that didn't come across the wrong way. Just trying to be time efficient here. I'm with my kids. And then they said, okay, got it. So, we're jumping ahead all over the place, and you've barely even spoken, but I feel like there's just so much to say.
You haven't asked any questions yet.
I don't know.
You haven't even asked for an opinion on what I think's going on, but let's get to there. Everybody knows all this stuff.
Yeah, we'll get to it. So, I don't want to say for sure, but basically what I'm pretty sure she was going to tell me is what, or he, whomever it was, probably told people at Entertainment Tonight. The same line was used. And by the way, this is an instance where maybe his team, Justin Timberlake's team, should have taken a beat and waited till the morning to reach out to people, because what they told all these outlets, literally, the f***ing quote that I'm certain the publicist gave was that it's innocent. You can think whatever you want of it, okay? I'm not even accusing him or saying cheating or anything, but using the word innocent to describe what happened, that's just dumb, okay? It was many things, but it was not innocent. If just for the pure fact of him getting way more drunk than he should have, it was not innocent. So, I'll start to ask you your opinion. Let me give you mine. Before you even say a damn word, I'm going to say two bold statements, okay?
Okay.
The first statement, his actions were very inappropriate, disrespectful to his wife and child. And tied into that, the woman's actions, I think, his co-star, Alicia Wainwright, were also inappropriate. And then the second thing is, it was cheating. I'm not saying they've ever made out. I'm not saying they've f***ed. However, emotional cheating, to which I think holding hands inappropriately, covertly having hands on thighs and knees, holding on to waists, all of that touching, it crosses the line. It breaks trust. It is a kind of cheating. There are different kinds of cheating. To me, that was that. What do you think?
Okay. You said, I think, and that is your opinion.
Yes.
To them, it may not be. They're two actors. He's somewhat of an actor. They're two actors.
Wait, do you mean to them? Do you mean to them like Timberlake and Jessica Biel or Timberlake and the actress?
Yes. All around. All around. But let's go to Jessica.
Okay.
First off, there's a kinship between actors on set. And I think Jessica Biel probably is aware of that.
Kinship. That's putting it mildly.
Okay. Okay. Look, I also looked at the film like it was the damn Zapruder film myself. I saw a guy that was seemingly, and I'll just say that because I don't know, like you said, I don't know if he was wrecked. I'm just assuming that he was. The guy couldn't stand up. He was holding that damn doorway up. He wasn't into her. He's not into her. I never saw at any moment where he was leaning in. No. It's my turn.
Okay, fine,
my turn.
Fine.
I didn't see any moment where I even thought that there was a spark between them. I think the girl's a little too handsy, and he's Justin Timberlake, and he probably is probably created some sort of openness because he is a kind of a big star and she's kind of a nobody. So I think he's playing it cool, but he was bombed. Now, did the girl just touch his leg? Did he just put his hand there for a second because he was bombed? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to call it cheating. There is some sort of a emotional thing that him and his wife may want to look into, but I think it's maybe kind of normal for actors to behave that way. Now, they shouldn't be doing it
No, I have to stop.
But the guy was ripped.
No, I have to stop you there because that's just not an accurate assessment. That is not normal for married actors. It happens. I'm not saying it's an anomaly.
What's not normal? That two people are sitting close together. He's not giving her any time of day. He's really not. Other
yes,
than being
was.
Wasted and rocking back and forth and holding up that doorway, he wasn't. Did the hand just touch his leg for a minute when she was leaning over? I can't tell. I can't really tell that. Now, were the hands interlocked? Were they?
They were.
Lovey-dovey?
Did you not see the photo?
I didn't see that. I did see the photo.
The hands were interlocked.
You can stop for anything for 1 second and sit and say whatever. I have no idea what they were talking about. I have no idea what the scenario was. Everything's out of context because I wasn't there. And he was out in the open. I don't think that he thought at any point that he was cheating. I don't think that he thought
there's
any of that.
There's photo and video.
I saw it.
All right.
I think he's going to play with his wife like, look, I got way too drunk and I'm sorry if I embarrassed you, but I certainly didn't have any intention on being with that girl. And there's nothing in that video that says to me that there's anything else, but they're maybe a little bit of an inappropriate relationship. They're not kissing. They're not canoodling. You can tell when someone's into a girl. I just didn't see a guy that's into a girl. I didn't. I saw a guy that was wrecked. That's what I saw.
Like I said 3 or 4 or 5 minutes ago, he's into any walking female that would.
Well,
open
that is
her
your
legs.
Opinion.
Yes,
of him.
That's
that is not
my
factual.
Opinion. No, that's
okay.
My
give
opinion.
Me. Okay, that's your opinion.
That's
then.
My
Fine.
Opinion.
I don't know him well enough to say that.
Fine. Let me though, just to be accurate, try and rephrase or surmise two things you said. Okay, would you say it's fair that you think A, Justin Timberlake owes his wife an apology?
Absolutely.
Okay. And B, would you say that that what happened was not innocent? Or no, let me use a different word. Would you say what happened was appropriate?
I don't know their relationship, friendship, their I don't know where they are as friends and as actors and as people that hang out together. I don't know. I can't answer that question without more context from them.
I should remind everybody, if you didn't pore over the photos and videos like I did, he was not wearing his wedding ring. Just saying, some people don't. Maybe we shouldn't even read into that, but that was just a little
right.
detail.
He's on the set.
He was not on set.
Say they shot that day and they went straight from the thing could have been in the hotel room. If you're shooting a movie, you're not going to have your wedding ring on. It's probably going to be in a box in your hotel room. Maybe they came right from the set and started drinking. That's my guess.
What's also interesting is seeing so many women saying, well, if he was my husband, he could do whatever he wanted. I actually saw that and a lot. Does that surprise you?
No.
I'm going to predict, we're like flashing forward to our December predictions show.
Okay.
I'm going to predict nothing will come of this. Meaning Jessica Biel is not going to make a big to-do of it. She won't leave him over this. Even if he cheated on her sexually. Which we don't know. We don't know that.
Yeah.
I also predict Timberlake will address it all. He'll probably appear on Ellen, his good friend's show, and make jokes and laughs. And it's a safe space for him there.
This is why I love you, by the way.
I should also remind everybody, if you're not aware of his age, he's 38 years old. Do you, who loves to drink, Booker, do you allow yourself, or do you accidentally ever get, at your advanced age, as drunk as Justin Timberlake seemingly got?
No.
No.
I can think of maybe a couple of times, but I'm not a... When I'm drunk, most people don't even know I'm drunk. I'm just loud. That's all that I am. I'm not a passer-outer. That guy looked like he was going down. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he looked like he was circling the drain. I don't get that way. No.
And what was wild, too, is like, maybe he's got some issues. Like, maybe he does this too regularly.
Well,
I'm not saying he does.
I'm actually kind of agreeing with you.
Oh.
It's not issues. It's fame. He's been famous since he was a child, and there's an entitlement that comes to that, and there's this nonstop need for attention, I believe, that he has to get. And there's, I think, a little of that plays into it, sure. I don't think it's out of the question to bring that up.
But looking at that video of everybody else, like, how awkward and uncomfortable. Like, everybody was, like, trying not to stare at him, but they were staring at him, and they were like...
That was funny, because I too was looking at the other people watching him. Like, somebody should have stepped in and said,
They were trying to. That other woman was trying to. Everybody was trying. Mm-hmm. The guy was, like, patting him on the back and everything. Like, people were, like, they're his colleagues, so they also have to be careful of what they say, especially when you're dealing with an A-lister, when they're drunk. Anything you could say could trigger them. So, like, you saw a lot of them also, like, patting it. Like, and this is also just goes to show you, like, how you should handle them. The guy patting him on the back, to me, that's appropriate touching. The girl holding his hand, touching his thigh and knee under the table, that's not appropriate touching.
Well, she didn't look as housed as he did. He looked to be out of it. And I don't know what was going through his mind. I just think that he was wrecked. He's probably embarrassed.
Alcohol is not an excuse. That's not an excuse.
I know, but no, I'm not giving him an excuse. I'm saying that he should have, the next day, got out in front of this himself, not his publicist. Even if he went on Instagram and said, look, this is what happened last night.
Well, he probably didn't know that there were photos and video. That's the thing.
Well, of course. He had no idea. I'm just saying when the story broke.
Okay, yeah, when the story broke.
He should have been on Ellen this morning. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he should have flown back and said, I have to do damage control here because I love my wife and I love my kid and I love my career. Because I think this movie, this is a really, really bad look. This is like when Leanne Rimes got with her husband. I don't know what the movie was. Does anybody know what the movie was? No one ever saw it.
That was a Lifetime movie. Nobody cares.
Whatever. Same thing. There's got to be a level of professionalism with your co-star, especially out in public, that you need to adhere to, I would think, right?
Or with anybody. Even if you're with your bros, I would be so constantly questioning
him. You have to be careful. I would have someone on guard. And he had security, and it looks like he had people around him, but they should have taken better care or said to her, hey, back off. Someone should have said that to her.
Mm, oh, that's a good point.
I'm not making an excuse for him. I'm just saying that in this situation, back off.
It was probably the fact that he wasn't with his regular security. I'm going to guess, just totally a guess. Like, he was probably with people that the film crew hired. Like, when he's on tour, he's got his, like, tight crew that knows what to do if he gets too sloppy. Tour security is probably different than film security. But if I'm Jessica Biel, like I said and I predicted, I'm going to stay with him. But I'm going to have a motherfucking private detective following him around all the time.
Well, I don't think he's ever going to leave her sight again. If she's serious about the relationship, which she seems to be, I don't think he's ever getting out there alone again, because all trust is now flushed.
Wow. And they seemingly were happy together. I mean, they were just in Paris for Paris Fashion Week a few weeks or a month or so ago.
Yeah, a fleeting moment. I wouldn't look too much into it. I think it's embarrassing. I think he should deal with it, but I don't think it's anything.
It should also be noted, though, that according to reports, Jessica Biel was aware of this reputation that Justin Timberlake had. And granted, you know, we don't know for sure, but reports claim that there is an infidelity clause in their prenup.
Wow, cool.
So like she gets more money if they break up and it's because of his cheating. I don't know. This has been great. I feel like I need a cigarette and I don't even smoke.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a three-night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the five-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
Honestly,
honestly,
honestly, there are things everyone can do to help protect their sexual health.
Talk to a healthcare provider and find out about all your HIV prevention options.
Because honestly, our health is worth protecting.
Find out more at gethonestabouthiv.com.
Let's talk AMAs. But before we do that, oh my God, it's Thanksgiving week. I'm going to indulge. I'm going to eat what I want. And then afterwards, I'm going to use some Genicel because I'm going to need it. Do you want your double chin to disappear or the bags and puffiness under your eyes? A Genicel user named Robin S. from Lubbock, Texas, had this to say about their treatment. Quote, I put the jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. That is the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young. I am blown away. With Genicel's natural actives and a pure antioxidant base with no parabens, no chemical scents, and no pharmaceutical preservatives, it's the clean luxury your skin deserves every day. Call right now and the Genicel Jawline Treatment is yours absolutely free just for ordering the classic Genicel Plant Stem Cell Therapy for bags and puffiness. Go to Genicel.com. That's Genicel.com. With Caminix's 100% money-back guarantee, you only have the bags, wrinkles, and the double chin to lose. Call now while a 3 free-day shipping is in effect. Go to Genicel.com and select my name at checkout for instant savings. That's Genicel.com. Genicel.com. American Music Awards. You go to bed real early now. Did you watch?
I watched the East Coast feed, so I saw it, yes.
How the hell did you watch the East Coast feed?
I used my friend's Slingbox. I have a Slingbox as well, so I used his cable box and just streamed it to my house.
Ah, I wish I could have watched the East Coast feed. I was up till 11 p.m. I could have watched some crappy feed on the internet, but because I knew that we were going to talk about it in depth on the podcast, I kind of wanted to watch it on TV and pay attention and watch it well. So
gotcha.
I took down notes. Let's just go. Who cares about the awards, right? Nobody. Let's just talk performances. Selena Gomez opened the show and she did 2 songs. I love Selena Gomez as a person. I love these 2 new songs. She sounded, compared to everybody else who sang, vocally, she was the weakest vocal. However, you know what? Listen, I like to be positive. And I applaud her for, at least for the first song. The second song, not so much. But for the first song, Lose You to Love Me, she sang that live. And I think without autotune, for the most part.
Without autotune, for certain, yes.
Yeah. I was surprised she didn't use autotune. Because a lot of artists do use live autotune now when singing. So I got to give her credit for
that. Well, and a lot of track, too. There was a lot of track on that show. And yeah. She didn't use very much, and she should have.
So I give her credit for that. I sort of agree with you. I think she maybe should have. But she looked good, and she seemed confident. And honestly, as a fan, I was just happy to see her and have her experience that, open the show, and be done with it and not be defeated. Because the last time we saw Selena Gomez on the American Music Awards, she performed that song Wolves, and she looked so broken and hurt and just unhappy and miserable. And it was not, I don't think it was a positive experience for her, nor for me as a viewer. So at least I think and hope that this was a positive experience for her, even if maybe she didn't sound that great. But you know what? Hello, it's Selena Gomez. We don't expect great vocals from her. After that was Ciara, who also hosted the show. I thought she did a great job hosting. After that was Lizzo, who surprised me by doing a song that was without big production. It was the polar opposite of what she did on the MTV Video Music Awards, where it was a bunch of dancers and that big old butt. And even though she didn't have production, I fucking loved it. It was amazing. Like, I knew she could sing as well as rap, but I did not know she could sing that well. Powerhouse vocals, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a star. After Lizzo was Thomas Rhett, whom I think is adorable, and I like his music. Inoffensive, kind of like Sam Hunt. They're like birds of a feather. His performance was very by the books. Nothing bad, nothing exceptional about it, but sounded good, sang live.
I'll buy that.
Yeah. After that was Sean and Camila. And at this point, I'm just pissed, okay? Unless unless they know and they've already gotten the offer to perform this song at the Grammys, which I think they should because it's one of the biggest songs of 2019. And maybe they're saving the kiss for the Grammys. But if these two f***ers perform at the Grammys and if they don't give me a kiss on camera, I am unstanding both of them. I am over them. They need to give me at least one performance where they f***ing kiss and not that f***ing stupid ass nose nuzzle.
Down. Too many F-bombs here. Calm down.
That nose nuzzle is so annoying at this point. I don't want to see you nuzzle with his with your nose. I mean, it was better than Thomas Rhett. They were both really good. They were both trying. They both sounded amazing. I thoroughly enjoyed the performance. After that was Kesha, and I love her new song, Raising Hell. I loved her performance. She also really looked great. Looked healthy. I liked the brunette hair. But I'm not implying that she looked unhealthy before. Basically, it seems to me that she's gotten fitter. Is it a bad thing? Is it a bad thing to observe? Oh, she's gotten fitter.
Since when do you care?
Anyways, she looks fierce. She looks fitter than before. And I love the new song. I love the performance. And I love that she also did a little bit of TikTok too. It was great. I love it. I'm proud of her. Good for her. After that was Toni Braxton, which I'm going to make a prediction. I'm actually surprised it hasn't happened already. Why the why am I cursing so much today? I don't even know.
I don't know. You're like at 500 F-bombs. You got to chill out.
I know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why Toni Braxton was performing because she doesn't have anything to promote, which is why it doesn't take a genius to make this prediction. I think, I guess, I wouldn't be surprised if a Vegas residency announcement comes from Toni Braxton sometime this week or next week. That would explain why she performed at the American Music Awards. And frankly, amazing. She sounded so good, which is nice. You expect a great singer to sound good. But sometimes artists that are 20, 30 years into their career, their voice isn't there. Maybe they drank too much. They did too many drugs. They just didn't take care of their instrument. But she still sounds amazing and looked smoking, looked amazing. Mm-hmm. I loved that performance of Unbreak My Heart. Good on you, Toni Braxton.
Agreed, wholeheartedly.
Yeah. After that was Billie Eilish. And actually, I think, well, maybe because I know, but other people don't know, Billie Eilish, I don't know if you know this, but she's a trained dancer. She's yet to do a performance where she really incorporates that part of her past. Like, I'm not saying I disliked her performance. I'm just going to get to it. I loved Billie Eilish's performance. And I know that she's capable of other sides of her artistry. I don't know if maybe she thinks that doing a dancing thing is uncool, lame, whatever it may be, but I think eventually we'll get that from her. I'm not mad that we haven't gotten it yet. I loved the Billie performance. I loved the scale of it. It was big. You know, they even like lifted her up on this lift thingy, contraption. My favorite thing about the Billie Eilish performance, I would say, was the last 30 seconds when she was just staring into the camera.
That was cool. And the crane was taking her up. That was cool.
Like Lizzo, like she's a star too. And it was a star performance mm-hmm. and I loved it.
She's a beautiful kid.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of the, you know, she's got the green hair and it's up in ponytails and she got the big clothes on. And, you know, I don't think she wants to be judged for beauty, but she is a beautiful girl. She's really pretty in person. It's pretty wild.
Well, also, this is just speculation, people. Oh, fuck it. I'm all over the place today. We're wilding out
you
for
are.
Thanksgiving, okay?
Reel it in, man. Come on.
We're wilding,
reel it in.
We're wilding out for, no, I'm about to go there. Not that it's a bad thing. It's natural. It happens. I think I've seen, she's 17, okay? I'm a gay man, by the way, also. I don't want to have sex with her. She's got ginormous boobs, which is one of the reasons maybe why she's covering them up. And maybe, who knows? I'm not saying she should or has to, but she might want to get her, maybe she'll get a reduction in the future. Who knows? But that could be one of the many reasons why she does wear the baggy clothes.
Yeah, I think she's spoke on this before. I think it's just she doesn't want to be sexualized
no.
because she is, you know, has the understanding that she is a kid and she's underage. And I just think that she's uncomfortable hearing things like this. Yeah. So,
well, Britney Spears had no issue with that.
Well, Britney Spears, Billie Eilish is not.
Yeah. After Billie Eilish was, you may not remember the order of the performance, but after Billie Eilish came my favorite performance of the night, Halsey. Holy f- I gotta can't stop cursing today. What the hell? Oh my God.
I'm gonna bleep all of these out. I'm just bleeping them because you're out of control.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. Oh, sorry. This is very unlike me. I think Justin Timberlake just triggered something and I can't recover today. I'm traumatized. Halsey gave the performance of the night. There was nobody that was better. It was so inventive. She was 110% live, sounded phenomenal, gave us dancing, gave us artistry. Part of me judges Halsey by the company that she has kept and by the things that she's done, and maybe accurate or not, but in the past, she's had a bit of a party girl image to her. And partying image as well. But what I loved about that performance is you could tell the weeks, not even just days, the weeks of rehearsal that took. That was choreographed and learned and studied and analyzed and perfected. And it went off flawlessly. I could not have loved it and been more proud of it for her. There was nobody better. There was nobody that even came close. It was exceptional.
Out of everyone that was there that night, and I'm talking the Shania's, the Christina Aguilera's, the Taylor Swift's, I think Halsey in her being has more talent than anybody there. Her artistry is beyond. It's just next level. She can sing. She can draw. She's a chameleon. Every time she does something, it's different. She really is a special talent. I enjoy everything she does.
I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. I mean, I also think Lizzo and Billy and Taylor are very talented, too.
I didn't say they weren't talented.
You said she's more talented.
I did.
Yeah, I don't know. Indeed. I don't know if I would agree with that. I would say she's just as talented as those people. After that was Green Day. And you know what? I had not heard that new Green Day song before, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, and Basket Case, one of the best songs of all time. Like, I could hear that on a loop for hours. So they rocked it. They were awesome. After that was Camila Cabello, who performed a new song. I could not for the life of me remember the name of the song. I didn't jot it down. Well, the song was Vanilla, but I actually loved her performance. I thought she sounded great. I thought she looked amazing. I loved what they did with the production. I loved that she had guy dancers dress in a feminine way. The performance was great. I just wish the song was better and the song was a hit. It just goes back to what we said a couple last week or the week before. Like, she's releasing an album with very little heat and with songs that haven't connected with people in a major way. And it's unfortunate because she's so talented and kills it live. After that was the Jonas Brothers, who were live allegedly via satellite. They did a remote. Yeah, they did a remote from their concert in Boston. You know, they're kind of like Thomas Rhett. Nothing bad. Actually, you know what? It was a little bit better. It was better than Thomas Rhett. It was fun because they were also in their element. It was their show with their fans. It was totally fun. And actually, I love that I heard. I've been listening to your radio show in the morning, and
oh my,
yeah, you guys played their new single a lot. So I love that their new song has or is catching on radio. Only Human.
Mm-hmm.
Which was great because, you know, after the success of Sucker, they released another song, which it didn't even have a chance to thrive because Sucker was such a huge hit. That song Cool came and went, but Only Human, I think, is on track or may already be a bigger hit than Cool was.
Oh, much bigger. Yes. Cool, I do not believe, was a single. They released it at the same time as Sucker, but they didn't want it to be the single. They just wanted to give the fans more than one thing. It's that everyone's doing that now,
which, you know,
you and me don't really like it that much, but I don't think it was supposed to be a hit.
I see. Okay. Well, they were great. After that was Taylor Swift. God bless her. I love her. She is an angel. She is Taylor Swift. And that's what I love about her. Like, she doesn't try to be any other artist when she performs. And everything that she did is everything that Taylor Swift does so well. There was a little bit of storytelling to her performance medley. She was awarded Artist of the Decade. There was dancing as Taylor Swift can, which she's done more and more of the last few years. The beginning of her career, she did no dancing because that was not her forte, but she's grown and matured and become more confident in that. There was live singing. Yeah, there was some track. I wasn't too bothered by it. But honestly, it was like 10 minutes long or something. The most special thing Taylor Swift did during her performance was her new single, the last song, Lover. The arrangement. They did a new arrangement of Lover that was exquisite. T-Pain or Herman, whoever, anybody affiliated with Taylor Swift, please, I beg of you. The arrangement they did was so different than the original version and exquisite. It was so damn good. I need that up on streaming platforms. I want to hear that version as well. And she had Misty Copeland and another dancer dancing to it. It was beautiful, gorgeous, exquisite. I could not have loved it more.
Yeah, good performance, I thought. There's really nothing negative that you could say about it.
Yeah.
She's just Taylor Swift. She does Taylor Swift very well. And yeah, she did a very good performance. You and I have seen her do a couple of live, I think one for maybe Amazon or something, and maybe another one for iHeart that weren't that good vocally. But last night, she was really good. Like, she showed up to sing. And yes, there was a ton of track. I wouldn't say a little track. There was a ton of track last night. But she still hit all of the places that she hadn't hit prior to this run. And I thought she was great. Lights out performance. Well done.
After that was A Great Big World, Christina Aguilera. You know, they're trying to repeat history and have success again by teaming up again, but the song is just okay. It's not a bad song. It's just not a smash, in my opinion.
No.
After Christina and A Great Big World was Post Malone. Hear me out on this, people. Okay. I think, and I can acknowledge, and I'm part of his crew. I am a Post Malone fan. I would even go so far as to say, and correct me if you think this assessment is wrong, I think Post Malone is beloved. People have don't just like him. They are rooting for him. They have a real affinity for him. Would you say that's accurate?
100%.
Okay. And I am those people as well. Having said that, the amount of auto-tune that he used, I mean, it was almost like lip-syncing. It wasn't lip-syncing, but like auto-tune was at 100.
Mm-hmm.
With that much auto-tune, I could sound great too. Having said that, once I just accepted that that was the choice that he was making, because maybe he just can't sing that well live, I got into it. And I liked the performance. And Ozzy was great. And Travis Scott, like, had his auto-tune at 70. Post was at 100.
And Ozzy was at 0 and kind of was just as good as Christina Aguilera. I mean, that guy can still sing his goddamn face off. It's unbelievable. That's Ozzy Osbourne from Black Sabbath. And his voice sounds exactly the same still. All of those drugs, all of the rehabs, all of the smoking, all of the ant snorting, everything that he's done, his vocals are still amazing. It just blows me away.
He was great. Did you like the Post performance?
Loved it. I am so enthralled by him. I love just watching what he does because I just think he's so special that he just doesn't care. You know, he's like, I'm me. This is how what I do. It's cool, man. He seems to love everybody. He just seems like a lover, you know, like a fun drunk is what he seems like to well, me. And I want to drink with him. You know, he just seems fun.
He also seems drunk all the time, by the way.
He probably is drunk, but, you know, whatever. He just seems like a party to me.
Yeah. After that was Dua Lipa. Love her. Love the performance. Love the song. Loved everything about it. I just was a little bummed they put her towards the end. I think they should have put Camila Cabello in that spot because Camila Cabello performed 3 times.
I had heard that Selena was supposed to be up there with Taylor. And I think Camila filled in last minute. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I heard that too, actually.
Because why have Camila on stage 3 separate times? Come on. Something happened. Something went down. And I'm buying that rumor.
She's probably just too nervous or whatever.
Yeah.
Finally, Shania Twain closed out the night, and I love Shania. Her first minute and a half, I was watching very confused.
Right, where are we going here?
Yeah, her and the bedazzled pink guitar doing covers of other artists' songs, and it was supposed to be like promoting her new Vegas residency. It almost had the opposite effect. Like, is that what she's going to do in her Vegas residency? I don't want to watch that.
Yeah. She turned it around, though.
Thank God she turned it around and then gave a great performance to close out the night. And we have so much more show left. We'll just do it on Thursday.
Okay.
All right. Let's take some calls.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Booker. This is Taylor calling from Orlando. I just was listening to Booker talk about how in LA there's always a line out the door for Chick-fil-A. And I just want to let you know it's not specific to LA. It's everywhere. I live in Orlando and not even the part by the theme parks and stuff. And there is always a line triple wrapped around the building every time I go. But I love Chick-fil-A and I will keep waiting in that line forever and ever. I love you guys so much. I just want to let you guys know that. I know this is a pretty relevant call. Bye.
Did you go yet?
What's the thing that people get the most? Like, what do they love the most?
I just get the Chick-fil-A sandwich. It's just a chicken sandwich with a pickle on it. And some people get it with lettuce and tomatoes, but I don't recommend that. And then you got to get the fries, and then there are like 6 different sauces to choose from. So get a couple of those.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, people love those fries. Here we go.
Hi, Perez and Booker. It's Siri from Northern Virginia. I don't have a question, but it's more of a comment. I just wanted to say that I just wanted to point out that I really like how I feel like over time you guys have grown your engagement a lot, and I've noticed it with the phone calls. I know I don't, you know, support women going at other women or anybody going at anybody, but I also, you know, think it's so just hilarious when callers are just going on at other callers because it's just absolutely ridiculous, but yeah, I just think it's really funny, and that everybody also knows that Booker doesn't like rambling, which is what I'm doing now. But
yes, you are. Jesus Christ, are you?
Oh, hush.
Thank you for the call. It's a sweet call.
Perez, Booker, this is Jackie from Ogden, Utah. I just listened to your episode today. You guys mentioned the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And from a Utahan, where I'm pretty excited, and a lot of my friends are excited too. I just wanted to tell you guys, hopefully I don't ramble, so don't hang up on me. Salt Lake City is not a dry city. There are people who are not LDS who do drink. Actually, it's more the majority of the people in Utah. It's kind of the majority of people in Utah are LDS, but the numbers are starting to change up a little bit. So there's more people who are non-LDS. But people are excited about Salt Lake City because we're not dry. We do like to drink. We like to party and have fun.
All right. So they drink.
All right.
All right. 800-721-1185. We've got a F load of show left for you on Thursday. So we'll get back at it. Have a happy Thanksgiving if we don't hear from you until then.
Have a good one, you guys.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a free night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the 5-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.